Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's May 21st, 2010. I'm thinking this morning about how important it is to keep your heart. How very, very important it is to be careful what's in your heart. Because how it can absolutely affect you. It can affect you for an eternal perspective. And this is what the scriptures have taught us, that we should keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Right now, if you don't have a proper heart, or if you've let things that should do not belong in your heart, or if you've let your heart become callous, hardened because of sin, or filled with the lusts and cares of this world, this cosmos, this order of life, that's governed by a god of this world, Satan, the devil, the dragon. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things enter the heart and fill the heart, and it affects your mind, your spirit, and your behavior. And God's called you into liberty to be free, to be made free from sin, and to live in righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. That literally, Christ becomes your life, you become dead, you become buried to your own life, to the power of sin, and you're raised with Christ by the glory of the Father, by his power. And God's called you to walk in a newness of life with a clean heart, with a true heart. These are the scriptures. This is what the scripture describes our heart, a heart that's assured in faith. Believe in God. What he said, he's also able to perform. A heart can become hardened. And Jesus said in the last days, people would betray other Christians. When the persecution arises, people would be betraying other Christians. Think about that. Turning them over. Parents betraying their children, putting them to death. And children putting their parents to death. And brother against brother. We're coming into an atmosphere of total, every man for himself, a total civil distress, upheaval, as everything is shaken that can be shaken, and wicked men that are firm, adamant as stone, bent against the Lord and against Jesus Christ. They hate God, they hate Jesus, they hate people. And you've got to have a clean heart right now. Right now, so you can hear properly the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, because he speaks, he does talk. God is not an idol. He's not a God made in the figment of men's imagination. Look at the creation. Look at the stars. Look at the flowers, the birds, the beauty of love, and the things that are created. Those exemplify God, the Father. And men professing themselves to be wise have become fools. And having a false science have tried to become God. And they will literally destroy the earth, ladies and gentlemen. And God is going to hold them responsible. Be careful what's in your heart. Make sure you have filters. And you're watching what's going on in your heart. Because you want a pliable, sensitive, contrite, broken heart. This is what God's looking for. One that trembles at the word of the Lord. In recent days, I was traveling. I came to a town that's very religious, has churches on every corner, just like restaurants. And it's really an interesting thing that so many people would profess faith in Christ. Now, God is looking one by one by one. And Jesus Christ is knocking on the door. This is what we're told in the book of Revelation regarding the church of Laodicea, that thought it was rich, thought it was increased in goods, thought it didn't need anything, but Jesus counseled them. He knew the true state of that church. And this is important for our day. Church of Laodicea was deceived in their heart. They had blessings, they had things that were good that came from God, perhaps, but they lost sight of who provided those blessings. And they didn't realize that they were poor, miserable, blind, wretched, naked. They didn't understand their true state with the Lord. They didn't understand, just like ancient Israel, when they were, it had a house of God, ordained by God, and all the administration of the priesthood and the sacrifices, and God's name dwelled there. But they went astray. They forgot the Lord. They turned from the fountain of living waters and chose rather to have cisterns, broken cisterns that couldn't even contain water, stagnant, vile water. And that's what the flesh is. There's nothing good in the flesh. We need to crucify the flesh and live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be careful with your heart. The scriptures teach us that Israel and Judah had the God's word come to them, and it did not benefit them. It didn't do any good, because why? Their heart was with unbelief, no faith, unbelief. And God was so grieved. He swore in his wrath, "They will not enter my rest." Today, he said, "If you'll hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation, when your fathers tempted me and provoked me to wrath." And God swore, "You're not entering into my rest." And God let him die in the wilderness. That isn't God's will, ladies and gentlemen. That is not God's will. And as we stand today in the last days, the fulfillment of this scripture, and the voice of the Lord is being spoken, and he's promised that he would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. The sons and daughters would prophesy. The old men would dream dreams. The young men would see visions. And the handmaidens gloriously declaring God's word. These things are coming to pass. And also, signs in the heavens, signs in the earth below, blood, fire, vapor of smoke, tremendous volcanoes, earthquakes, famines, plagues, political unrest, political corruption, rebellion against the Lord, against his Christ. They will set up a world kingdom of man, whom Satan the dragon empowers himself. But the people largely do not perceive it. Because why? Their heart is grossed over with eating and drinking, and that day will come upon them unaware. Didn't even see it coming. I was talking about how I came to this religious town. And I met with people, just as a simple believer in Jesus Christ. And I met with a man that is definitely understands these days, that he himself sounds the alarm. He has the prophetic revelation of what is coming and is here. But when I shared with him how God's call to this city was to sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, he said that the leaders would not receive that they'd be afraid of that. How grieved me. Because as believers in Jesus Christ, we're not to be emphasizing or trusting in or relying on or desiring to have titles before men. This is Matthew 23. We're not to be setting up ourselves as great ones, as authorities, as leaders, but we're to be servants. Most importantly, servants to God. Seeking to glorify him, seeking to be obedient to him. And if that's the case, then if you're a true God-fearer, then you do recognize those that fear God. You actually love them. You relate to them in spirit. It so sorrowed me. But I realized that God was holding me responsible to publish his word, what he was speaking, and then my hands would be innocent of the blood of those that would not hear his voice in these days. Harden not your heart. Let not your heart be overcharged with eating, drinking, and the cares of this life. It will desensitize you. You'll lose your spiritual senses of awareness to basic realities. What a paradox we have today, as these things that are proclaimed by Jesus, the apostles, the prophets of old, happening, the voice of the Spirit that's spoken to us by dreams, visions, revelation, all coming to pass in our day. How this is not a day like usual. It's not a day to play church like usual. We need to be bowing before the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he's a lamb that's loving, but he's fierce and has tremendous power in all heaven, in all earth. He has all authority, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and cause his angels to band up the tares, bundle them together, and throw them into the fire. But he will call the angels to gather his wheat into the barn. Harden not your heart. Don't be participating in the same iniquities and sins that God is judging and think God will excuse you. It's ridiculous. This is a time to purify your heart. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-mindedness, double life, double soul. And purify your heart before the Lord. Humble yourself before God, and he will lift you up. He will give you grace. But the proud, the disobedient, the rebels, the self-seeking ones, you're nothing but a child of Satan. If you will not repent of this and put this away from you, you are an enemy of God. I'm looking at the multitudes of scriptures about the heart. How the word preached to the ancient Israelites would not benefit them, would not profit them, because they had unbelief. And in this town, as one example of many, the word spoken to them would not benefit them. They don't want to hear the word of the Lord. They do not delight. For the most part, there is no delight in the word of the Lord. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unpretended. That's 1 Timothy 1:5. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Hebrews 3:10. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I encourage you to study these scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. Let the Lord be the Lord over your heart, over your soul, your mind, your spirit, your behavior. Live in Jesus Christ. Bring glory to him, for he's coming soon. His power will be made known. Let him wash you, regenerate you, and finish the work he's called you to.